Oh, thank you so much, Ashley. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, my dear confirmation students, today is the day you have arrived. It seems, at least, you have arrived. Your sermon notes are all done, mostly. I maybe look at my records and check. Your service projects are complete. I think. Class is over. I know that much is true. And you are about to stand up in front of all these people and confess your faith. Confess your faith before the people of God in Christ Jesus in this place. And these people of God here are going to pray for you. They're going to pray for you. Now, all of you have heard me tell you many, many times that confirmation is not the end of anything. Right? I mean, we've talked about that. Confirmation is not the end of anything because there is a long life of faith ahead. And that's true. That's true. Confirmation is not the end. But it's not a beginning either. It's not a beginning either. Your life of faith, your life of faith began the very first time that God made a promise to you. And for most of you, that happened when you were brought as a little one, before you could speak for yourself, when you were brought as a little one to be baptized into Christ Jesus, when God spoke a word to you and said, "This one belongs to me." And you have been hearing that promise ever since. I have hammered it into your ears as many times and in as many ways as I can. Your parents have done that for you. Your Sunday school teachers have done that for you. I've even heard you guys from time to time do it for each other. You've heard that promise over and over and over again. This is not an end and it is not a beginning. It is simply something along the way. It's something that you do as you continue in the life of faith. And the instruction that you've received over the last 3.5 years, it's a long time, you guys have been in confirmation for a long time, over the last 3.5 years, is really an equipping for the life of faith that you're going to live going forward. And this lesson from St. Mark's Gospel, the story of blind Bartimaeus, is really a perfect story for us to think about on a day like today. What is the little book that we studied almost every week when we were in confirmation? What is that book called? Okay, they know. The Catechism. Our lessons in confirmation revolved around, yeah, we used Bible stories quite a bit, but we were using the Catechism primarily as a way to talk about those Bible stories. And what's the prayer called that we find in the Catechism? That's the Apostles' Creed is not the prayer that we find. What's the Lord's Prayer? Thank you, guys. The Lord's Prayer is the prayer that we find in the Catechism. And in this story, the blind beggar Bartimaeus, who we meet, is really living the Lord's Prayer. He is an embodiment of the Lord's Prayer. I want you to think about that a little bit. When we meet Bartimaeus, or when Jesus is walking by him on the road, he's sitting there, he's got some people around him, and he hears that Jesus is coming, and so he starts crying out. He says, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." And what do people around him say? "Shut up. Be quiet. Don't bother him. You know, that's the Lord. Don't bother him." But what does Bartimaeus do? Cries out louder, right? He cries out louder. He says, "Forget about you. I don't need to listen to you. The Lord is here. He's given me his name, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it. Why else would I have God's name if not to use it?" And what do we talk about when we talk about the Lord's Prayer? Especially that introduction, "Our Father who art in heaven," and the first petition, "Hallowed be your name." Well, here God gives us his name, and he says, "Use my name. Call on my name. And every time you do, I will hear you. I will hear you." Bartimaeus knows this. And he will not be turned away no matter how many people tell him to shut up. He's going to keep on hollering. He's going to keep on complaining. He's going to keep on calling on his Lord. The Catechism is a wonderful little book, and you should all read it every single day. Really, you should. I'm not even joking. It's tiny. Read it every day. Little pieces of it. And find somebody to read it with you. Read it with your mom or your dad. Read it with your brother or your sister. Pull it out and read this thing. Because as I've lived with the Catechism over the years, one of the things that I've found is that the way I read it and the way I pray it has changed. It's morphed over time. I hear those words and I read those words differently now than I did when I was in confirmation, and differently than I did when I was in college, and differently than I did when I first got married. These things, these stops along the way in life, you know, meeting someone, falling in love, getting married, having children, watching loved ones die or get sick. These things change the way that these words hit us. Milt Klevin was a member of this church for years and years and years. And he died this past year. And when he was dying, we were surrounding him in the hospital and we were praying for him. And when I came to bring him communion for the last time, I remember that he was lucid right up to the end, and that's very rare these days. But he knew what was going on right up to the very end. And I remember his wife and his son and I were gathered around his bed, and we started praying the Lord's Prayer. And I listened to the way that everybody was praying this, this prayer together. Everybody focused heavily on the words, "Thy kingdom come." When we got there, the words were just really heavy on everybody's lips. I could hear it. It was different. But I could also tell that the words were different on Milt's lips than they were on his wife Dory's or his son's. They said them differently. They prayed them differently. For Milt, when he prayed, "Thy kingdom come," he was praying that God would carry him to his death because he knew it was coming. And he said, "Lord, be with me even in the hour of my death and carry me all the way through it. Be with me and don't fail me, not now especially." But his wife and his son prayed it differently. For them, they were praying, "Lord, sustain us. Carry us as we say goodbye to this man who has been everything to us." The words prayed were the same, but they were so different for everybody in the room. You're going to find that as you live with these words throughout your life, they're going to change for you. The Catechism is something that you get to grow up and into as you grow in years. It's going to give you language now as you face things that you face day to day. And it's there for you today, but it will be there for you tomorrow too. It will be there for you when you're starting your families. It will be there for you when you start burying your parents. It will be there for you when you yourself have to say goodbye to a spouse, when a child is sick. It will be there for you when you come to die. These words are going to carry and sustain you through your life. And they'll be the same words, but they will be very different for you as you grow. Ask me, I can tell you all about it. Ask some of these folks in here who've lived some years with these words on their lips. Ask people who've been praying the Lord's Prayer their whole life how it's morphed and changed and given shape and expression to their faith. You'll get different answers. Because these words are going to call you back to faithfulness at times when you go astray. And these words are going to lift you and comfort you when you're in sorrow. And they're going to secure you in the promises of your Lord when you doubt. That's why we instruct when you're young. That's why we give them to you when you're the age that you are. Because they're powerful now, but just wait and see what they do as you grow. Because as you live and move in this faith that we share, this faith that we have been given by our Lord Jesus Christ, as you live and move in this faith, it's going to hold you. Your Lord is going to hold you. He will open your eyes the same way he opened up the eyes of old blind Bartimaeus, right? Who refused to be silenced, who refused to let go of that word that had been given to him, who refused to let go of the name of his Lord, who he knew was his own. So no, this is not the end of anything. And it's not the beginning either. This is life in Christ Jesus. This is life in Christ Jesus. The same Lord who has been with you since the beginning, who has carried you to this day, who allows you to stand up in front of all these folks and confess your faith, who gives them words to pray in support of you on this day, and who will carry you to the end and beyond. He will not fail you, for you are his people. You are his children. He is your God. He is your Lord. And there is nothing that can take this away from you. So live in the promises of your God each day. And let the catechism and the scriptures give your faith voice and expression as you go. And I'd ask you to say amen to that. Amen. We'll continue with the singing of our hymn of the day. The hymn of the day is number 638. 638, Blessed Assurance, in your red hymnals. Would you go ahead and stand if you're able as we sing the hymn together?